Great line from the Gospel of Matthew.
But from
the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump says women should be punished, or Mexicans are rapists and criminals,
I'm telling
or John McCain's not a hero, he is showing you who he is.
Senator, you whipped out that Mexican thing again. Look.
Can you defend it?
Pardon me while I whip this thing out.
But he brought things up over and over. It was like taxes, rapists, Mexicans.
71 times Tim Kaine.
I heard it was 100.
Well, the 71, according to this a web video that they put out today, 71 times that he interrupted him. It was not a good night for Tim Kaine. I think Mike Pence and the people of Indiana, Mike Pence supporters in Indiana, should be very proud of him. He basically, I don't know how many Republicans around the country, but I can name one, was watching this last night thinking to themselves, oh my God, well, why can't he be at the top of the ticket?
Do we have ourselves a candidate for 2020?
Yeah. Well, and I think that he was quite good. He stayed within himself. I mean, the problem is he's unfortunately in a circumstance. Michael Steele, who joins us now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, he's unfortunately in a circumstance where he had to redefine. I thought this was brilliant, and I know that if you were still the chairman of the Republican National Committee, this is something that you probably would have advised him to do. Instead of defending Donald Trump specifically, he defended Republicanism, and he was able to talk to those disaffected conservatives who are like, they don't understand Trump at all.
Yeah. Well, what he tried to do, he did effectively, and that was to create a space for a lot of conservatives to feel, okay, there's something about this ticket that I can feel good about, and that's Mike Pence. And will that translate into a greater turnout? That remains to be seen. But here's the thing. The trend line for Republicans is already towards the ticket. What was once a 78% support among Republicans is down 85-86%. So the trend line has been there. This just reinforces that and hopefully bumps it up closer to that 90-92% that they're going to need to enjoy in order to have success in November.
Do you think Tim Kaine was directed to be an attack dog during that debate and just kind of let himself, throw himself out there to be kind of maybe not look so good in order to make sure all those barbs got out there, constant reminders of the offensive things that Donald Trump has said?
Exactly right. Exactly right. That was the whole plan from the very beginning. It didn't work, unfortunately. I take that back. It worked to this extent that, to what Anna just said, those barbs got out there. People heard them again. But here's the problem. Because of the way he delivered them, because he was yipping at the heel so much, people tuned him out. He became an annoyance to listen to. And it was just a real problem. And so the reality for him was, while he was doing what the mission was, as directed by the team, the consequence was voters were not impressed.
Yes, I think that is a net loss for the Hillary Clinton campaign here, no question about it. And it's a net gain for the Trump campaign, although people don't tend not to vote for the bottom of the ticket. Mike Pence certainly did make a good argument for why, Mike Pence should be trusted. I don't know about Donald Trump.
Well, at least there's an adult on the ticket.
Yeah, even though he was misrepresenting things, he still can be trusted. We get why he was doing it.
It really goes to the first point I made. It was just how much more comfortable could you get Republicans with this ticket who still are leery of it. And they saw Mike Pence carve out a good space. Conservatives were smiling last night. In fact, some conservatives weren't smiling if your name happened to be someone like, Ted Cruz. But there are others who were very happy with it because they knew that however this turns out, there was some, I guess, semblance of respect garnered around the country for some of the things that Republicans, at least conservatives, have been talking about. And he delivered it. Look, he had to walk a very important tightrope, and he did it very well, knowing when to defend Donald Trump and knowing when to dodge the question. And that is a very tricky thing to do, which is why the mental state he took, which was slow down the heartbeat, no matter how much this chihuahua is yipping to your left or your right, to slow everything down, methodical answers, very concise answers, so that way you don't get lost down a rabbit hole.
And avoid answering the really direct questions. And I thought Elaine Quijano was not particularly on her game. I don't know her very well, but or know her work very well, I should say. I don't think she was exactly on her game. All right, let me ask you this.
She's a Chicago native, we should say, U of I grad. And
God bless her. We love her.
That's one of the most difficult jobs ever, as we saw with Lester Holt and Matt Lauer. You're never going to please anybody.
That's true.
That
it's difficult, but at the same time, you know, there's a way to do that where it was obvious at various points that she let Tim Kaine get away with a heck of a lot more than she let Mike Pence get away with, and that she would cut off Pence and let, you know, when Pence would start to interrupt, she would cut him off immediately, where Kaine would just go on like these 20-minute tirades and she'd just sit there quietly. So there were moments where it was very obvious that there was a little bit more leeway given to one side than the other. Now, whether that was deliberate or not, who knows? But the impression created overall was very beneficial for Mike Pence, because even between the moderator and Tim Kaine, he seemed to be the more stable, you know, very reserved approach.
All right, we're going to let you go in a second here. I know you're on a tight deadline to get back on TV, but let me say this, that the problem that we still have in America, and I'm going to talk about everybody, Republicans, Democrats, just human beings in America, citizens of the United States. The problem is that we are still, the debate now centers on, is Donald Trump crazy? It still does not center on any other piece of important policy or direction for the United States. Donald Trump can get up and say he's going to do this. Today he said he's going to make America rich again. And he's going to sue the the Clinton campaign for running bad ads about him. He seems unhinged. And Fox News, no less a cheerleader for conservatives and even for the Trump campaign. Fox News is reporting, campaign Carl Cameron is reporting that Trump is upset with Pence because Pence didn't defend him well enough last night.
Yes, he is. He is bothered by that. He wanted a full-throated defense for his, as you use the word, I think it's appropriate, crazy. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, there's no way on hell that Mike Pence would sacrifice his own credibility.
It's bad enough what he sacrificed, Michael.
You know what I'm saying? To sit there and just to blindly, it's easy. You know what it's easier to do? It's easier to dance around the answer than to be in a position where you go, well, no, that's not exactly what, you know, whatever. So as I said to you a few weeks ago, I don't know if you remember I said this,
right,
the voters are going to boil this down to a choice between someone they don't trust or someone they think is crazy. And that's exactly where this space is evolving into. And over the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, that's what the voters are going to be confronted with.
That's good news for Creepy Uncle, because then he gets elected. All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, guys. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye. There he goes.
Oh.
Taking time out of his busy. You can hear him in the makeup chair in between two TV gigs.
There's a lot going on there in the background, but we appreciate him weighing in with us, as always.
Here's Trump right here. I like this. This is from just minutes ago.
And then I saw today, I left the room and I saw a commercial where it was really a nasty commercial, totally made up about me with vets. There is nobody that loves the vets more or respects the vets more. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on false commercials, and it's a disgrace. So what we'll do, I guess we'll sue them. Let's sue them, right? Let's sue them. It's unbelievable.
See, that's the problem.
He's not really familiar with the libel laws in America, is he?
He is a really big public figure.
I mean, he sues people for business stuff, but I don't think he understands that you can't really, when you're running for president of the United States, they could get up and run a commercial saying he killed someone and he can't sue them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those. It's just there's.
Well, it's yet another one of the stark contrasts between Pence and Trump. Last night, there was so much insult bait thrown toward Pence and he remained calm. He didn't take it personally. He responded largely to issues. He tended to pivot toward larger issues that would be of concern to voters. And Trump does exactly the opposite. You know, you throw something at him and boom, look at him on the stump the next day. He's talking about how his personal ego has been impacted. It's like, all right.
Yeah, but I don't think he cares about winning, you know, after suing someone. I think he's just like, I'm going to make some headlines here.
Right.
So
that's just his thing. He just, because he's a bully. That's his whole deal. You know what? I'm going to hit you in the head. You're not really going to hit anybody in the head. But you want me to hit you? I'll hit you in the head. You know, it's okay. Yeah, it's like, okay, you
it's
got it.
Very mature.
I'm going to kick you in the ovaries, okay? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick you right in the ovaries. Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll play a little bit more of Trump from the stump today. Stump Trump. Post Pence Trump's stump. Because
hard to say.
Yeah, it is. Pence, again, I mean, he just showed up his boss, essentially. He showed up at the meeting so better prepared for his boss than his boss was, and he did a great job. And Trump, now that's the damnest thing. Trump just went on stage in Henderson, Nevada, right outside Las Vegas. He just went on the stage, first time since he didn't thank Pence. At least, not from the beginning. I did not see the end of the speech, but he didn't thank him. He didn't acknowledge him in the beginning of the speech, which I'm thinking, what? What? I mean, this guy went up and this guy carried your water, carried the crazy water. It's crazy, too.
Did a darn good job at sort of pivoting off all those, you know, things that in many cases Donald Trump really did say, right? And they were not nice things, and some of them were terribly offensive, and they, you know, Kane was just throwing him back at him. He was like Comic the Insult Dog at one point. He was just like, you said this, and you said this, and you said this. And Pence, you know, he was doing his best to deflect it, even though some of those things Trump really did say, and they're not that defensible.
Pence is great, and I knew he's good. He's got that earnest thing down, so he can be like, he looks earnestly into the camera.
Didn't that work for you? I got to say, that's one thing I thought worked for me.
Totally works.
Even though I don't agree with him on everything, I felt like when he pivoted and said, okay, we got this nonsense going on right here, and this is getting a little crazy, but let me turn to you and explain, I know what matters to you, and here's what I'm going to do to help the economy and help you as Americans. And there was something, okay, it might have been absolutely planned and rehearsed and whatever, but there was something real about it at that moment that broke you away from the back and forth sort of tete-a-tete going back at each other that didn't register as anything to me.
But if Fox News is reporting, and again, if CNN or MSNBC reported it, I don't necessarily think I would, not that their reporting would be bad, I would think it would be one source trying to make nice with them. But if it's true, the sources that were with Trump last night are saying that Trump was upset last night, that Pence wasn't full-throated supporting him, and that he was starting to react negatively to the trending that showed that Pence was doing better than Trump in the debate, that tells you something about his general temperament. And then when Pence was asked, you know, about temperament and about Putin and all that, and he had to say, well, he didn't say that about Putin. He never said he liked Putin, which is technically true because Trump doesn't know Putin. But what Trump said was, well, it'd be so wrong if we got along. He says nice things about me. I'm going to say nice things about him. Right. I mean, so they're playing with the specific verbiage here, which
right.
is, I get it. Every mm-hmm. politician does it. But the reality is, who would you rather have with their finger on the button, ladies and gentlemen? Would you rather have Donald Trump or Mike Pence? The answer resoundingly in America, 99-1, including everybody in the Trump household, would say
right.
Mike Pence.
Today, especially if you didn't know much about Mike Pence, I think that you at least feel that there's an adult on the ticket.
Yeah.
And the way he handled himself, wow, stark contrast to his boss or his running mate, whatever you want to call him. At one point, didn't they say he was his apprentice or something? I didn't know how all those lines went for people because some of them fell flat, I felt. But, you know, some of it sticks, too, because it was a reminder of all those things that Donald Trump
has
said.
The big show is Sunday. Go back to this. And it'll be back to crazy town. All right, here we go. Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.